This is 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The MSU Federal Credit Union Jazz Artist in Residence program with the MSU College of Music has another feature artist working with students on campus this week. Guitarist Peter Bernstein of New York City joins us here on Current State in Studio S. He is accompanied by MSU guitar professor Randy Napoleon. Here they are performing If I Should Lose You.
Thank you.
guitarist Peter Bernstein and Randy Napoleon here on Current State. It's called If I Should Lose You, and we welcome guitarist Peter Bernstein to our Studio S microphones here. You started out on piano and switched to guitar in your teens. Why did you make that switch?
Well, I just heard some kids playing guitars in school one day and thought that looked like a lot of fun. You know, so I just...
Had to turn it up to 11.
Well, it looked like a lot of fun, and I liked the sound of it. I was in an art class, and the assistant teacher used to bring her guitar into class and play. Well, so I was up close, you know, checking it out. So
guitar mavens will want to know what you play. What kind of guitar is that?
I play a guitar made by John Zeidler, late great luthier from Philadelphia. He made this guitar in '81, so it's 34 years old now, but I've had it about 15 years.
And holding up rather nicely.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have a good instrument like that, really.
You performed with Jim Hall and studied with him, and anybody who knows anything about jazz guitar knows the name Jim Hall. What effect did studying with Jim Hall have on your playing?
Well, it was just incredible inspiration to be around such a complete musician, such an iconic, you know, his sound is, you know, represents kind of a whole aesthetic with jazz guitar in a way. And just, you know, just to getting to know him a little bit as a person, just a beautiful person, compassionate, you know, and that came out in his music a lot. So it was just really amazing to, you know, of course, learn from him up close and kind of see how he just made that beautiful sound out of the guitar, but also to see how his humanity was all, you know, wrapped up in his music too.
Mm. You're based in New York City. What aspect of being a musician do you enjoy the most? Is it the live gig? I know you gig a lot.
Well, I appreciate any opportunity to play my instrument. So I mean, every recording studio is a different kind of experience than playing live. I like them both, and traveling is part of it too. So I enjoy that too.
Well, you've done a lot of that since you arrived in East Lansing, I understand.
A little bit, yeah.
It's a pretty stimulating week for our jazz artists in residence here. What's it like working with younger people in general?
Well, I've been doing more and more teaching over the last years, and I really enjoy it. I think it's important to pass on what experience I have and what I've learned from my elders, more importantly, because that's, you know, we have to pass down, you know, the lessons, not, you know, necessarily how they did it, but how they went about doing what they did, you know. So
what's your ideal ensemble? Is it you perfectly solo? Do you like having a bass player nearby? What's the ideal combination of instruments from your perspective?
There is none. I appreciate the variety.
Really?
Yeah, I appreciate getting to play with, you know, bands with horn players and quartets with piano and organ trios and duets with bass and duets with other guitar players.
What's the biggest ensemble you've ever played with?
Well, I've had limited experience with big bands, which is going to change this week. I'm going to get to play with the MSU big bands. But, you know, I was on the road with a seven-piece group that was doing, you know, music of Blue Note records a few years back. So that was a long tour with a big band, relatively big band. But there were great players in there, Nicholas Payton, Bill Charlotte, Louis Nash, Peter Washington. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us here today in Studio S. It was a great pleasure to hear you play and to work with Professor Randy Napoleon from Michigan State. Peter Bernstein is based in New York City. If you're ever in New York City, in Manhattan in particular, you're apt to see him performing live at one club or another. He is the MSU Federal Credit Union Jazz Artist in Residence at the MSU College of Music this week. He'll be performing with the MSU Jazz Orchestras Friday night. That's 8 p.m. in the MSU Auditorium's Fairchild Theater. Peter Bernstein, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.